Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, continuing with Alan Phillips. The book is The Red Hotel, the story of the Metropole Hotel, still centered in Moscow, and the untold story of Stalin's propaganda war. We're focusing on the heroines of the Metropole Hotel. We now turn to one of the heroines and tragedians of the Metropole Hotel. Her name is Natalia, but we begin introducing the senior correspondent, the grand old man of covering Moscow, 17 years, 16 years, 15 years, depending on where you are in the war. His name is Chollerton. He lives in an apartment that looks like a dorm room from a graduate party that ended badly. It's a shambles, and it's not heated, but Chollerton continues to turn out copies because he's very famous as a correspondent from the Soviet experiment. This means from Stalin to the purges and into the war. Alan, what do we need to know about Chollerton's reputation at the time and reputation ever since before we meet Natalia?
Well, Chollerton was unique in that he was the only correspondent who had stayed or been allowed to stay since the 1920s. So he'd been seen the rise of Stalin, seen the show trials, the purges, and then the beginning of the war. He was an eccentric intellectual. He could have had a career as a Cambridge historian, but he decided that all he wanted to study was Russia, and the only way he could work was a journalist. So he had a unique encyclopedic knowledge of everything that happened in the past 15 years. Most of it, of course, he couldn't get past the censor. But he was very generous with briefing the blow-ins, the correspondents who passed through Moscow. He would tell them everything he knew. In fact, it was pretty difficult to stop him talking because he knew so much. He would come up in a sort of tsunami of recollections, jokes, and reminiscences. The Russians tolerated him because in some way he seemed to be part of the landscape. He had a beard like a 19th century intellectual. He was very knowledgeable about Russian culture and literature. But in the middle of the war, he suddenly stopped filing. I used to work for the Telegraph. Indeed, I worked for the Telegraph in Moscow. And when I started researching, I thought, why did Chollerton suddenly disappear from the pages of the Telegraph? And when he died, the obituary was about two paragraphs, and the obituary writer didn't seem to know anything about him or to have bothered to find out. So I thought, I'm going to find out what happened to him. Well, basically, what happened to him was he knew too much. He was telling the largely non-Russian-speaking, inexperienced reporters who came through Moscow too much background, and the Russians took the opportunity of him going on a break to Britain to fail to renew his visa, and the British embassy moved heaven and earth to try and get him back, but they just said, nope, we're not letting him back. And I discovered from the archives that his translator, who he'd worked with for many years, was the love of his life, though in fact he had been married to someone else. And as part of the purge of Chollerton, she was arrested and she was sentenced to 10 years in the gulag and her daughter to 15 years solely because they'd been working, allegedly, telling too much of the truth to Chollerton. So Chollerton was stuck in Britain, and he did hear second and third hand what had happened to the love of his life and her family. But he never got in touch with her again. He thought if he did get in touch, even after Stalin's death, it would be bad for her. So that the most important relationship in his life was cut. He never wrote a word about Russia. He could have written the definitive book, I think, about that period. But he felt if he put pen to paper, if he wrote anything about Russia or said anything in public, it would be bad to Natalia. So he was well and truly silenced from 1943 onwards till he died.
Between 41 and 43, however, he was the centerpiece of all of the other correspondents in competition with him. I believe there were gatherings at his apartment. Natalia was always the hostess, the well-informed hostess. He worked with her for 16 years. She had a family, too, and her family watched that work, and they ate better. They performed better because of Natalia's work. She held him together. And I understand that he was anxious about her once he'd left. He thought they'd let him back because he'd been there for so long. He wrote a letter to Stalin, a cringeworthy letter, begging Stalin to let him back in. Certainly Chaliapin knew by that time why he was being kept out, didn't he? Didn't he know?
He did know why. There's a Natalia, even though she and Chaliapin were known to be intimately attached. She had a husband who was an engineer at the Stalin Motor Works, one of the biggest factories in Moscow. And the fact that there was some connection, albeit rather distance, between Chaliapin and an important munitions factory during the war was used to fabricate the charge of espionage against him, which, of course, was completely ludicrous.
Yes, they accused her husband, is my memory of the scene, and then they accused her. We need to emphasize here for Alan, for a younger audience, the NKVD constructed these accusations. It wasn't just that happened in the show trials of the 30s. It was still going on. It was a style that they had. Even if they'd inherited it from the NKVD men who'd been executed before they joined the NKVD. So there was never any proof. There was an allegation. And once you were accused, I get the understanding, there was no reprieve, none whatsoever. It was just going to get worse for you.
Yeah, you know, I think once you'd been arrested, there was no actual trial. You were just brought before three judges. The accusation was read out, and then a sentence was delivered. Anyone being found innocent was extremely rare. Maybe 2 or 3% or something like that. It almost never happened. Once you'd been arrested, you would be held in pretrial detention and interrogated sometimes every night for 13 nights and kept awake in the daytime in order to force a confession. But even if the accused never confessed, they were still guilty.
Also, Chaliapin had been married before, was still married, I think. I don't know. Divorce was always arbitrary. He had a daughter, Katerina, Katya. And
Yes. And
you've spoken with Katerina.
That's right. Yes. I went to see her. She's living in London. She married a British diplomat, quite a well-known one. So she was Katerina Porter. She had a wonderful collection of photographs of Chaliapin. And when I rang her up, got her on the phone, and said, "I'm writing about." British and American journalists in the Metropole, she immediately said, you're interested in my father. Anyway, so she remembers very clearly going to visit her father when she was probably early 20s, and a message had just arrived from Moscow, through what means I don't know, from Natalia, to tell Chaliapin that she'd been released from the gulag after Stalin's death. And there was a debate in the family about what to do, and it was decided that it would be too dangerous for him to respond to her, because that would could lead to her having another accusation, another arrest, and spending more time in the gulag. So they never spoke again.
We do not know Natalia's fate. Is that correct, Alan?
We do know that she spent the years from about what would be from 1943 at least until 53, at least 10 years in the gulag. She did survive. She was released after that. We have no information. It's very hard to follow these things up in any case, and when all journalists are suspected of being spies,
right,
it's harder these days.
That's part of the irony of talking to Alan. He was working on this book when the war started in Ukraine, and so much of the paranoia that is commonplace when you read about the Soviet period has returned. And it's good that we have this version of the stories of the 1940s, because it begins to resemble the stories of the 2020s. We turn now to another heroine who also met an unlikely and tragic fate. Her name, Valentina. The book is The Red Hotel, The Metropole Hotel, and The Untold Story of Stalin's Propaganda War. Alan Phillips is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.